The Chacham Echad Omer, Lamadati Levare Masai Chomesh Ve'esrim Shana. The Leifo here paraphrases Levare Masai is Lezakek is Masai, meaning that the same way the Bora is in the context of a couple Shabbos, is that you're separating the Olchem Tov Solas. So the Levare Masai means to purify my actions. That I should do what I do with purity of motivation is something that for me has been an avodah of 25 years. Throughout the Hagdama and then throughout the Sefer, the Chumash Halvavos groups together mitzvahs that I think maybe we would have had a different classification for. So on the previous page, which we saw yesterday, where he talks about kemo emuna sayichud em anachnu chayovim la'ayin bo mitzad sechlenu. I think we would have thought that maybe, you know, there are some mitzvahs which deal with emunah, and those mitzvahs that deal with emunah, so what is the ideal just to sincerely accept the belief, or was the ideal to understand it to the best of our ability, which requires investigation? That's one type of mitzvah. Another type of mitzvah is, again, the degree of lishma that a person has in doing a mitzvah is a different avoda. And yet, throughout, l'chavos halvavos, there's no, this is all the same class, the same category of l'chavos halvavos. And I think we would have had a more, more classes within the classification. There's chovos ha'ivarim, and then there are chovos of emunas v'deos, and then there are chovos in terms of midos, and then there are chovos in terms of again, yichud ha'maisa, purity of motivation. And he goes back and forth between the two, right? So here, when he talks about the neglect of chovos halvavos, he's talking about the neglect of understanding what Hashem Echad means. And here, when he's talking about the neglect of chovos halvavos, he's, again, seamlessly going back and forth. He's talking about the fact that we're not, again, we don't look to the actions that we engage in, we don't look to purify them, that they should be with the purest motive possible. So the point is that what the Chovos Halvavos is about, and what he's pushing it back against, is that Avodas Hashem, Torah is not only about externalities. And what all these have in common is is a certain superficiality and externality. If a person is doing things without being mevare masav, again, it's so externally, he's conforming. If a person simply accepts without understanding, to the best of his ability, there's a superficiality. And Mcholos Halvav says no, Avodas Hashem is not something which is carried out only through external action, because that reduces it to a very, if it's only that, so that reduces it to a superficial endeavor, Rachmana Litzlan. And that's what all these examples have in common. Just as if you have an underground spring, the water is there, but you have to dig to access it. So too, our capacity to understand Chovos Halvavos, because as he mentioned earlier, they're all sichlios, is one we have, but a person, again, needs to dig deep and not be content, again, with superficial understanding. Kanoshim v'chaktanim v'chaseri hadas min ha'anoshim. Ach misha koach sichlo v'hakarosol lamod al beirur masha kibel v'ikvuhu mil'ayin bo b'sichlo ha'atzlus v'hakalus b'mitzvus ha'kel v'sorosu hu nena shal zeh v'oshem al shir hisalim yimenu. So there are two aspects to what the Chovos Halvavos is saying here. Well, let's say you're teaching, I don't know, P1A, maybe probably earlier than P1A. So you're teaching some basic math. So you're going to teach that 2 plus 2 is 4. Okay, so first the kids need to know how to count. Okay, they know how to count to 10, they know how to count to 20. So that foundation is there. So then you show them, you have 2 balls, 1, 2. You have another 2 balls. Now let's count them all together. And you see that 2 plus 2 is 4. Or you can just sort of drill into the kids without giving them this demonstration with the balls. You can just drill into the kids, 2 plus 2 is 4, 2 plus 2 is 4, 2 plus 2 is 4. Now, Lamaisa, in the second scenario, so the children will know that if I have $2 and you give me 2 more dollars and you ask them how many dollars I have now, so the answer will be 4. They'll give the answer. But how can one equate their grasp or their belief in 2 plus 2 is 4 with the children with whom you, the teacher did the demonstration, who really, it's a different quality of belief. Right, that's what the Chavos Havos is tying. It's a different quality of belief. And even if you go away from that moshel, and you take an example where now, let's say when they say what's the moshel? 1 second. There's also a difference in the echos of the belief. Let's say you move away from that moshel. And again, the 2 plus 2 is 4 isn't just parroting. But you take a moshel, again, I don't know if it works with the math examples anymore. You take an example where even when it's based on Kabbalah, as opposed to deeper understanding, no, there is, it's not just sort of parroting words, but there is an understanding of what it means. Eino doma, when a person believes that something is this way, or a person understands that it has to be this way. It's a different, also a different echos. The idea is a deeper idea. When a person understands, not just, okay, it is that way. It's a different grasp of the same idea. It's a different level of understanding of the same idea. So he could carry this out himself. However, by Yischak Mulo Avde Amalchus, the Faiso Bedvarim, Ad Sherham in Bohem, Behaviu Amom and Ela, Omelo, Kihu Shalim Biminyano, Vimishkalo, Vimirtseu, Behem and Lahem. So he relies on that. Vihis Atsa Lamor al Bib Bebo de Behem, Vehekel Bimitsus Amelach, the Kasha Higia Hadovar El Amelach, Sival Lohavi Hamom and the Fonu, the Kasha Shal also al Mishkalo Uminyano, Lo Yochel Lohoshev al Adova, Vichia Bohamelach, Alasher Hekel Bimitzvah, so Vesomach al Dive Avodov, Bedov Shahay Yochel Lamor Olov. Afilo in Yimotze Hamom and Kedeveim, Vilu Lohoya Boki Beinyan, Lohoya Mishai Alasher Somach Alehim. So this is the Chovos Halvavos. We already had it in the previous paragraph. He says it again in Shah Yuchad. He says this a few times, that there is, within a certain range, there is a sliding scale of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects from people in terms of Chovos Halvavos. The Chovos Halvavos even says in Shah Yuchad that if you have someone who's, I don't know, who's intellectual capacity doesn't allow for him to conceive of incorporeal existence. And because of that, he has a corporeal conception of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that person is considered a ma'amin. For anyone else, so that is absolutely unacceptable. And that doesn't qualify. But there is a sliding scale based on what HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows to be the individual's capacity. Right? If the Eved HaMelech who was charged with checking into these coins didn't know the Malacha. He wasn't an expert in this. Lo hayu mischayim al asher samach aleihem. V'chein atoim lo yizu yochel agiel inyan zeh midarav sich lecha kemo ilos mitzvahs Hashema, such as chukim. We're not, the Chovas HaVavos thinks that we're not going to be held accountable for not understanding the reason for chukim. So then, hoyso neres ta'anos v'tayna, ba'omduch ha'mech ha'kor alav. V'chein im hoyso daitruch k'tzor, v'ha'karosu chalusha me'hasig alav, lo ha'yisa ne'anash ha'pshiya sacha, v'siach ha'noshim v'chaktanim asher hu v'yedeihim derech kabola. Aval im ato ish da'as u'tvuna, שתוכל לעמוד בהם על בירו מה שקיבלת מהחכמים בשם הנביא משור שהדס וכתבי המעשים, אתה מצווה להשתמש בהם עד שתעמוד על העניין. ויסבור לך מדרך הקבלה והשכל יחד. Maybe the marshal to, again, how the understanding is deeper. Let's say, so when you study geometry, so you can sort of memorize the results of theorems and not just be parroting them. You'll understand that you'll understand what the words mean. You're not just parroting when you say, if a line intersects two parallel lines, so then the angles are going to be the same where it intersects. And that when it intersects one line, so then the two angles are going to be supplementary, etc. So you understand what all those words mean. It's not just parroting. But it's another thing to work through the proof and understand how and why that's true. It's a different level and different echus of understanding. That's what the Chovas HaVavos, that's the marshal for the... It's a different level. It's a different degree of understanding. This line here, "V'yisbar l'cha midarach ha'kabbalah v'haseichel yachad," is crucial. The Kabbalah, the Rambam talks about this also in one place. The Kabbalah is a guide for us in terms of deepening emunah with seichel. It doesn't mean throwing Kabbalah to the winds. No, the Kabbalah is the... It provides the signposts along the way to correctly employing seichel. So it doesn't mean that the person is just, you know, left to his own in terms of seichel. It requires one level of ability to be told to figure something out. It's another level to be told what the answer is and to figure out how you get to the answer. Very few people can do number one. More people can do number two. And that's what it means. V'yizbar l'cha midarach ha'kabbalah v'haseichel yachad. How does that translate b'zman hazeh? So, I don't know. Everyone has to have the self-awareness to know where on the spectrum one stands based on all the relevant factors. It's more than raw IQ. It's an ability to reason, to person has to know where he stands. We're not so. I don't know that we're as adept. I don't know if we're as adept as they used to be. So the person has to figure out where he stands. Okay, then he's going to go on to bring two more proofs from Tanakh. We'll pick up with that tomorrow.